as agencies work to comply with President Donald Trump's order restricting, quote, gender ideology from public federal documents, it has led to the CDC pulling down a lot of its existing publicly available data. One researcher told the Associated Press it was a mad scramble to find and archive government data sets from agencies, including the CDC and the Census Bureau. Web pages for data, including the CDC's tracking of rates of HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases, came down last week, as did 35 years of data from their health survey of high school-aged children. That data showed trends in nutrition, drug and tobacco use, sexual behavior, and physical activity levels. While some sets, including the youth data, went back up, it had details about gender removed. Many web pages note that the agencies are working to comply with President Trump's order. But the data in question has already been funded and created. Both the Washington Post and the Inside Medicine Substack newsletter by Harvard Medical School instructor Dr. Jeremy Faust have reported that officials at the CDC received a list of terms that must be removed from existing or upcoming CDC work. Those terms include gender, LGBT, pregnant person or pregnant people, and non-binary. It comes as the White House is reviewing policies around speech and censorship. President Trump signed an executive order banning government employees or taxpayer dollars from being used to censor or limit the free speech of American citizens. But with agencies saying the removal is temporary, it's unclear whether the changes the CDC is making to comply with the gender-related order could violate the anti-censorship order. Many of the old documents are available through the nonprofit Internet Archive. Users can access them by copying a website's dead link or the link to any data that has been altered and paste it into the search box at web.archive.org to see an earlier version.